Every day is school day at Off-Flag 64. Captain Philip Foster of State College, Pennsylvania, is our educational director. Captain Foster.
Extensive educational opportunities are available to officers at Off-Flag 64. In a barracks which serves as a schoolroom, 15 to 20 classes and subjects from art to zoology meet 2 to 6 times weekly, handicapped by a complete lack of laboratory equipment. But in other subjects, we have been well supplied with numerous and varied texts by the YMCA. Despite the handicaps of a common schoolroom in which 2 or 3 classes are held simultaneously, and lack of privacy for study, officers are continuing their education. Many of our instructors were teachers in civilian life. The staff at present consists of 23 officers. Languages, Charles H. Jones, Edwin C. Haggard, James W. Barker, Clyde E. Herring, Anthony J. Cipriani, Carl V. Hansen, Howard R. Holder, Robert M. Keith, Jack C. Marlowe. In art, James F. Bickers and Alexander Ross. Economics, Philip F. Foster. Geology, James L. Cockrell. Law, Clarence M. Ferguson, Garvin Fitton, Leonard H. Warren, and Lumen F. Wilcox. Shorthand, Lieutenant Gene H. Ball. Entomology, Edward G. Batt. Journalism, J. Frank Diggs. Accounting, William G. Yates. Mass, Thomas S. Morris. Poetry Appreciation, Kenneth H. Goddard.
And now to our little red schoolhouse where Captain Clyde Herring is conducting a class in French.
This class concerns the use of the pronoun object en, spelled E-N. En must be used where it is only implied in English, such as j'en ai trop, I have too much, or en referring to what we are speaking of. Thus, Lieutenant Kramer, in French, he will not come, I am very much afraid. How would we translate it?
Il ne viendra pas, j'en ai bien peu.
Yes, j'en ai bien peu, I am very much afraid of it. The of it must be included in the sentence. And in, he has forgiven you, I am delighted, translate the last.
J'en suis charmé.
Il vous a pardonné, j'en suis charmé. I am delighted about it. Thank you very much, and that will...